This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
While the Trump team digs into the work of building the new administration, we're digging into the emerging economic policies. A portion of those who voted for Trump voted on the hope their tax bills would go down. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington.
Trump's latest tax plan collapses the tax structure from 7 income brackets down to 3, then cuts rates across the board. But, says Howard Gleckman of the Tax Policy Center, some families will end up with higher taxes.
So single moms with children would actually pay more under the Trump plan than they do today. The other people who would pay more would be families with lots of children.
That's because Trump would get rid of the personal exemption for each kid and replace it with a bigger standard deduction and other tax credits. Gleckman says while rates go down for many people, it's the wealthiest Americans who stand to benefit the most from Trump's tax plan.
So the comparison here is quite striking. Your middle income household, you get a tax cut of $1,000. You're in the top 0.1%, you get a tax cut of $1 million.
Of course, the wealthy have higher tax bills to begin with. While many Americans will end up with more money in their pockets, government coffers will take a hit, meaning less money for other programs. The Tax Foundation estimates all those cuts will reduce government revenue by as much as $6 trillion. Scott Greenberg is an analyst there.
So it's difficult to interpret based on the details the Trump campaign has released so far how he could accomplish all of his plans without substantially increasing the federal deficit.
Especially given the rest of Trump's economic proposals, like his trillion-dollar infrastructure plan and a proposed boost in defense spending.
Even though he's calling in some areas for higher spending, and he's certainly calling for lower taxes, and it's very implausible that the economic growth that his policies would create could pay for all of that.
That said, this tax plan may not be Trump's final tax plan. He's had a couple of different versions throughout the campaign, and it could easily change again. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.